After years of collaboration and planning between officials in Mexico and Arkansas State University, groundbreaking ceremonies on the first phase of the massive project are now less than 2 months away. Members of Mexico's delegation made a presentation to faculty and staff recently at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro to show what the new campus will look like, as well as what the new campus will mean to the citizens in the progressive Mexican state of Querétaro. Edmundo Ortiz is with the Association for Advancement of Higher Education in Mexico, and he explains what the new campus will mean to Mexico.
It's the first American-style university campus in Mexico. So the first impact is arriving in an American-style university with dorms and with the same title will be valid in two countries. We are impacting the very, very deep system, because we will provide the opportunity to people who study in Mexico or work in the United States, for example. We are also providing the opportunity that people that are studying here work directly in Mexico, because it would be valid for both countries, the title.
The Mexican state of Querétaro is located in the middle of the country and is home to about 1.9 million people. The state is deemed to be very progressive and that hundreds of companies have located to the area. Ortiz explains.
In Querétaro, there are 850 different industries, multinational, aerospace sector, automotive sector, electrodomestic sector, and food, biotechnology, and business in general. We have the opportunity to grow a new relationship between the university and the industry, making more research, impacting in the future, and making new relations with trust, because you already have the trust from the industry as a university in here. You already have the connections. So a lot of industry that have you here is over there too. So they are happy to have the same university in the state. So the relation and the growth of the technology inside the university helping the industry, it will be an incredible opportunity.
The new campus of Arkansas State University will be built just outside of Querétaro City and is being built in four phases to the tune of about $15 million per phase. The total project is worth about $60 million. And according to Ortiz, many businesses and other donors saw the need to bring in the campus to help in the continued growth of the region.
We are providing, as you see in the master plan, a special place to increase the speed and the growth of Querétaro for a specific direction, appointed to some specific address. And we are helping, and we are glad that with the help of Arkansas State University over there, we will develop one zone, employment in a social way. We also think it will be marvelous to have the mix inside the university, the mix of people that can afford the tuition and people that will be invited for scholarships to study there, giving the opportunity to develop his lives. So the impact is in so many ways always positive, but in so many ways.
Groundbreaking of the new campus is scheduled for February 5th. The master plan calls for the new campus to be located near the Querétaro Airport, just outside of Querétaro City. A road will be built to link the new campus with the city. The new campus is actually a complex that will also include commercial property for shopping and eating. On both sides of the campus are residential areas for students to live in while attending class, and sports fields and complexes will be located on either end of the campus. Sports will include basketball, tennis, American-style football, soccer, baseball, and more. The new campus will have a lot of the features and amenities the Jonesboro campus has. By way of the number of acres, ASU's Querétaro campus will cover 256 acres. The academic and sports areas will cover 173 acres, and the residential, commercial, and mixed use will cover 123 acres. The first phase will be complete by the fall of 2015, as 5,000 students will go to class. When all four phases are done, the student capacity is expected to be about 20,000 students. The first phase will have 4,300 student residences and 76 apartments for faculty. The town center will have commercial space for shopping, restaurants, coffee shops, and a hotel. In the first phase, there will be 30 classrooms that will hold 25 to 30 students each, 8 larger classrooms, 3 lecture halls, 3 biology, physical sciences, and chemistry labs, 4 mechanical engineering labs, 4 electrical engineering labs, and 5 multiple-use labs. The first phase will also include the building of the student union, which will have a lobby, dining hall, and food court, retail area, lounge, boardroom, a large meeting room for up to 600 attendees, and administrative offices will also be located at the student union. Recreational areas will also consist on the first phase. There will be fitness rooms, multipurpose rooms, equipment rooms, and more. The Academic Resources Center will include faculty offices, graduate assistant offices, the main library area, and numerous computer labs. There will even be an advanced plaza and facilities management also in the first phase. The second phase will start in 2016 and will include building the sports complexes and fields. The third phase will start in 2018 and will consist of the main town center and retail areas. And the fourth phase will start in 2021 and will include building the rest of the project. In a recent interview, Jonesboro Chancellor of Arkansas State University, Dr. Tim Hudson, said the new campus will benefit Arkansas as much as it will benefit Mexico.
One of the things that I always say is we have a mission for globalization at this institution. We just went through an accrediting process where we promised to our students and our accreditors that we will provide our students global experiences. So this campus will, without any question, facilitate the mobility of students, the mobility of faculty. It'll lead to collaborative research. There's not a week goes by that we don't receive a resume, a research project, an idea from someone either in Mexico who works in Mexico about potential collaboration with our faculty. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for student mobility, faculty mobility, staff mobility. At the same time, we're going to have access to over 800 multinational corporations who can provide internships for our own students as well as the students in Mexico. And in the final analysis, it's good business. Mexico, by some ranks, is the 14th or 15th largest economy in the world. Their affluence is growing. The number of students who are seeking higher education is growing. The demand is there. So we have a product, if you will, that is in high demand in Mexico, and we need to be able to deliver that product to be competitive in the global market. And we will garner resources. We will make some money that we can use to support the core operations here on the campus.
Dr. Hudson says a vision for the campus was something that's been collaborative from the start.
This is a collective vision. I have to give credit to my partners in Mexico who helped brainstorm this entire idea. In fact, I like the way Edmundo Ortiz, our partner in Mexico, describes this. He says it's assembling a dream. And to assemble this dream, we need partners who bring to the table the thing that they do best. And what we do best is deliver an academic curriculum. The third thing is we are really in the business here of transforming the trajectory of higher education in Mexico. There are people in Mexico who understand that the next generation of Mexican leaders need to be trained and educated to be global citizens. They are seeking a meritocracy. Much of the world views America as the greatest experiment in merit-based socioeconomic progress. We are who we are because of our ability and our achievements, not necessarily what our last name is. Now, we know it's not perfect. So Mexicans look at us, and I think much of the world looks at the United States and says, how do you achieve such a functioning democracy, even with all of its warts, and such a meritocracy? And one of the answers is we have the best higher education system in the world. So that part of this dream is very fulfilling from my point of view.
And that's Dr. Tim Hudson, who says the dream to put an Arkansas State University campus in Mexico will become reality with the groundbreaking that will take place in the first phase on February 5th. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.